Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They thought they'd get away with it until now. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Sean Diddy Combs, we'd be remiss if we didn't take a moment every week to talk with Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI Special Agent, about the latest in all of this. The NDA has been the topic of the previous week. There hasn't been a ton of new allegations, but, you know, it was a slow week. Other things were on people's minds. But the NDAs, obviously there's a lot of NDAs that people have in business, all sorts of situations why an NDA would come up. It's not that crazy. But to go to the party, to be in that party, you'd have to sign an NDA as well. Did you get a chance at all this week to see that when it came out? I know TMZ released it. And do you have any thoughts on what was released and the whole idea that you had to have that to go to his party?
Well, I do have a thought, Tony, actually, on an NDA to go to a party. I mean, it's just another indication about the illicit activities that were going on there. That's just, it's such a great piece of evidence for the prosecution. I'm sure they salivated when they got a hold of this information because it just goes to the point of intent and of his knowledge of what was going on there wasn't above board.
What about people who have signed these NDAs? Are they at any risk if they were to come forward and talk to someone about what they saw at that party? Could they have a civil issue if they expose anything that maybe was not illegal? I get illegal, you can do that. But if they're just, hey, here's where I was at, here's what I saw. I didn't see anything illegal, but maybe this helps you in your journey here investigating him.
I think there is some exposure, but when you look at the big picture, there is so much going on in the illegal arena for Diddy right now. And the amount of money that is going to be spent on his attorneys will be millions. Mm-hmm. And so even though he's worth $1 billion, I just feel like this is a situation where he has a lot on his plate to be dealing with these NDAs. But nevertheless, there's definitely, you know, possibly exposure, but as you said, not related to illegal activities.
Let's talk about the NDAs that were not necessarily for going to a Diddy party or a Diddy freak-off, but the NDAs that would have been signed at the close of some of that civil litigation over the last 30 years, really. There were many NDAs that were signed, and nobody knew the details of what the allegations were, what the cases were really about in any sort of great detail. What about those ones? Now that we're getting into this treacherous territory of digging into his past, obviously the federal authorities can dig into that. But what about those individuals who signed those NDAs because they got paid off, basically, to not go and speak about Diddy in a negative way? Can they come forward at this point?
I think they can in terms of the federal situation, because any grand jury subpoena, any of testimony before a grand jury is going to supersede, particularly since we're talking about a criminal violations, federal criminal RICO violations, are going to supersede that NDA.
And does it matter what, I guess any criminal activity, does that count? If somebody's there and they just see illicit drug use of illegal substances, is that enough that they could go and say, look, here's what I saw. This would violate the NDA, or this may not violate the NDA. This may or may not. I didn't see sex. I didn't see a lot of the horrible things that we're hearing about. Does it make a big difference? It's just if something illegal was going on there, it was going on, and it's worth talking about?
I think so, and this is why, because a lot of the allegations are focused on drug usage and the fact that people, you know, were drugged and incapacitated and otherwise, you know, mentally not able to give consent and things like that. So I think showing indicia of that sort of behavior and that there were drugs there is going to be a pertinent part of the case.
Let's talk for a moment about something I found kind of interesting this week. It's a little more lighthearted on the topic of Diddy. He celebrated his 55th birthday behind bars. And a lot of people were trying to ask, well, what is he going to get behind bars? And I got to say, I was a little bit surprised by the pure variety of breakfast options and lunch options and dinner options that they have. Now, keep in mind, it sounds nice on paper, but I'm thinking maybe in real life it's not quite as good as it sounds, but it's more than what I usually have for breakfast. Fruit oatmeal, breakfast cake, whatever that might be, chicken tacos, turkey roast. I mean, all sorts of things for the options. What do you think? Is this just sounding really lovely on paper? Do you think he had a delicious meal, or is this more like, well, it's supposed to be those items?
Well, I can tell you from being in those jails and seeing what they eat, this is not gourmet cuisine.
Yeah.
It sounds nice on paper. It's well written, but these aren't, Wolfgang Puck chefs in there. And so I don't think he got a great meal personally. Average at best.
Does anyone know what breakfast cake is? I've been trying to figure this one out all week.
Breakfast cake. I'm guessing it's a sweet roll.
Oh, well, there we go. There we go. He had a sweet roll for his birthday. Maybe. I don't know. There we go. Now we've
maybe
examined.
It has a candle in it.
Wouldn't that be contraband?
Well, I don't know about a candle. I think they're okay with a little wax.
Okay. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.